The word today is time. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. With God, there is no time, just eternity. But He created time for us humans, and He intercepts time to deal with us, such as sending His Son Jesus to earth to be our Savior. But what is God's timing and plan for the future? Here from our archives, with a timeless message from God's Word, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Time.
Over the years, it is quite difficult, I suppose, to make rules or laws of average, because there are some Christians that have trouble knowing the will of God. I have to say that that kind of puzzles me, because if you read God's Word, you should know what the will of God is. That's what the Word of God is. The message that Jesus Christ came to give us about His Father is proclaimed throughout Scripture, especially in the New Testament, when we see His sermons and His messages to His disciples. He tells us what the will of His Father is. Now, I suppose what people are talking about is that they have a decision to make and they're not quite sure what God's will would be about a certain decision to move or not move or to take a certain job or maybe to get married or not get married and all these kinds of decisions. Maybe they're talking about not being sure what God would want them to do. Well, I guess in my life I have generally felt that I know the will of God because I know God's Word, and as a result, God's Word tells me what the will of God is. And generally what you have to be wrestling with is your human nature and your sinful will, which is in your fleshly body, is warring against the true holy will of God. And so I believe the struggle for most Christians is conforming their life to the will of God. They pretty well know what the will of God is. After all, we have the Ten Commandments, which tell us very specifically what God's will is all about. On the other hand, you run into Christians that say, I'm a little confused about the timing of God. Well, that's what I'd like to talk about today. I believe that in my life, I've discovered there are many things that happen that are a little confusing as to what God intends to do in the future or how He intends to work certain things out in your life. You may know the will of God, and yet you don't know the timing of God, just how He has everything worked out in your life on a day-to-day basis or even a year-to-year basis. Now, one of the texts that I believe I love to look at is in St. Paul's letter to the church at Galatia. In the fourth chapter of that letter to the Galatians, beginning at the fourth verse, we have a reference that God makes to the fullness of time when God decided to send His Son Jesus to be born of the Virgin Mary that first Christmas. It says that God did this in the fullness of time. Now, from God's perspective, we have to keep in mind, first of all, that there is no time with God. When God is talking and discussing time here, He's doing that for the benefit of us in the human race. God has given to us time. And references, for instance, like days, the sun, the moon, the stars, are all here for the advantage of the human beings that God has put on earth. And so when He discusses time, His timing, He's talking about it in a way that we as human beings should understand and should be happy about so that we can understand what He's talking about. Now, in the fullness of time, from God's perspective, means at precisely the right time, at the exact moment God intercepts history and time and does something that He intends to accomplish for the human race. And that's a typical example here of this phrase, in the fullness of time, when God decided it is now precisely the right moment. And so God had promised to send a Savior. God said that the human race would be saved by the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, and that He would suffer and die on the cross in our place and pay the penalty for our sin. He would take our death upon Himself, pay the price so that we would not have to die eternally. Now, people have tried to analyze just how this could be explained a little more in the human dimension. For instance, we know that the Roman Empire was in control at the time here on earth when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. And we know that several things were possible or were in place, humanly speaking. We know that the Roman Empire had a large part of the then-known world under its control. So for one thing, there was one primary language. That was very helpful because you remember in the first several centuries of the history after the birth of Christ, there were persecutions and there were evil emperors that persecuted the Christian church. And so there was a disbursement of the Christians. They went to other parts, to other countries, to other parts of the world, and it was very beneficial that they didn't have to learn other languages and didn't have to study in order to know how to speak and communicate. And so as they spread out, the spread of the gospel was occurring, because as they went, they told people about their faith, and they told people about the Savior that had been born to them, and that they were believers in the true God, that the triune God was the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that He had sent His Son Jesus to be born of the Virgin Mary so that He could suffer and die in our place on the cross, and that when He was buried, that the third day He rose from the dead to show that He had conquered Satan and evil and had overcome even death, which was the last great enemy that we had, that the devil tried to throw at us to dissuade us from our belief, that He overcame death, and that He rose from the dead and was the living God. And so this beautiful example of being able to spread that message by talking to people in a language that was familiar to them is one of the things that points to the correctness, to the fullness of that time when God chose to send Jesus. There was another interesting thing in connection with that. The Roman Empire had quite a very effective road system going from one country to another and from one spot to another. And so travel was made quite possible and quite easy compared to some other times in the history of the world. Now, actually, Rome was trying to accomplish that for their military advantage so that they could move their soldiers and their military around quite easily. But it also was helpful to the dispersing of the Christians that they didn't have rugged, terrible travel times and so on, that they could actually go and proclaim the news of salvation in other parts of the then-known world. So, you know, I don't know how interesting it is to you to try to analyze what God meant by in the fullness of time, in the correct moment, at the precise time, but I want you to think about that timing of God in your life. You know, since we are dealing with time in our life, there are times when, for instance, as a child, we think, man, the days drag by, and for instance, if we're having trouble in school or something, we think this or that test for that subject is never going to come, and we worry about how slowly the time passes, and won't our birthday ever get here, and won't a little vacation from school and so on, won't they ever come, and the weeks seem to drag by. And then the older you get, have you noticed how fast time begins to go? Now, for instance, in my life, I find my times, my days, just fly by. In fact, my weeks and my months fly by. The older I get, it seems the faster time seems to go. And so I believe we find ourselves once in a while a little impatient with God. We have prayed for maybe weeks, maybe days, maybe months, and in some occasions, maybe years, for God to step into our life and resolve some sort of a problem. Maybe it's a marital problem. Maybe it's a problem with our children. Maybe it's a problem with our health. Maybe we're having trouble at work. There could be all kinds of difficulties with other people, or even within ourselves, there could be difficulties that we're trying to conquer. Maybe there's a sin that we're trying to overcome. Maybe we're addicted to something. It could be whatever we're praying for, we think God is waiting a long time to answer. Well, now keep in mind, as I mentioned, with God, there is no time. So a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day with God. And so God isn't waiting and waiting and waiting. He is simply choosing the right, correct time. And the interesting thing about that, God is always on time. He never has to say, oops, as though he's made a mistake, or as though he did something wrong at the wrong time. He is always right at the right time. Always, 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 without exception. He knows exactly what to do and when to do it. So we have to sharpen our faith a little bit and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a deeper degree of faith so that we can trust in God and lean on him and be patient as we wait for him. He will come and he will deliver and he will work out in our lives whatever the problem is, whatever the need is, and we will be able to see it. A lot of times later on, we can reflect back and say, boy, God helped at just the right time and just the right way, and we will praise him. And it's that way also with our salvation. God will come into our life and take us to himself at precisely the time that he chooses. And it'll be the right time, and we will live with him eternally in heaven. Please be patient with God, accept his timing, believe in him. He is a good God, and he wants what is best for you. He will give you salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.